Okay. Well, Corinne Leone is with us today. Corinne's the Labor candidate for Tamaki Makaurau and with the Labor Party Congress on over the weekend. Be interested to see how she found that experience. Tuhine, tēnā koe, Corinne.
Oh, tēnā koe, atamari.
Kia ora, thanks for joining us. What did you make of it, the Congress? You know, because I know that you've been, when you're standing for the mayor here in Tamaki, you were batting pretty much for yourself, but now you're part of a team environment. What did you learn, or how did it shape your approaches, and how different is it than sort of standing on an independent platform for election as a mayor, as against being part of a team seeking success?
Oh, look, I think the great thing about the Labor Party, Dale, is that even though I obviously did stand as an independent, I did still have some of the whānau that were supporting me from the Labor Party. But you're right, being endorsed by Labor is great because we have probably the most important election in a really long time this year. And so to have Chippy do his speech on the final day, to be surrounded by all of our other Māori candidates who were standing in our Māori seats, who were confident about winning, most of them really, and just really being clear about what we're fighting for, because we know with this current government and all of the negative policies that are coming up for Māori against Māori, for us to strengthen as one and to really show unity and to show our people that we'll be standing strong to make sure that we represent them well for this year's election.
Again, fighting for Māori causes, but within what's described as a mainstream political party, is, I guess, requires compromise at times. Well, you know, I want to advance Māori issues, causes, funding, etc. Working within a sort of mainstream or universality approach can have its challenges. What would you say of those challenges?
Yeah, I think the main issue that has been brought up from a lot of voters was around the foreshore and seabed. That was more than 20 years ago. And we know that since then, Labor has put billions of funding into Māori housing, into Māori health. You look at all of the achievements that Labor pushed forward. We've got Matariki this month in July, and that was passed, you know, that bill was passed by the Labor government. And what I really believe is that Labor has had a very strong view on ensuring that Māori are well represented in budgets, well represented for policy, and pushing our whānau to have the best economy, to make sure that we've got jobs. It was exciting to hear that we've had the latest policy that's been released by the Labor Party, which we know has helped a lot of our rangatahi Māori in the past, and that's the apprenticeship boost. So that includes $1,000 for your tools and toolkit, and expanded support for 2 years, and extra mentoring. And we know a lot of that mentoring and pastoral support for our rangatahi is the key to really get them across the line, because when they start these apprenticeships, you know, sometimes they're also dealing with issues at home. But if we can have that additional whānau support, pastoral support for them, we know that they're more likely to get through. And this is, you know, this was proven many years ago when we had the Māori hostels, and we know that that worked really well for our people. So I was excited to hear that policy over the weekend.
Tēnā koe. Was there any talk of bonding those who got or get the support? I guess there's a fear here that we can support young people to get skills in trades. They do their time and then bolt. Was there any discussion about an expectation that they use those skills that the nation effectively have helped to for them to garner, and that they provide that skill set to us rather than to Oz? For a couple of years at least?
Yes. Oh, yes, there's definitely that kōrero. And we know that a lot of our rangatahi are now taking off over to Australia, or they have been for years. But, you know, at the moment, it's in the truckloads, because people just don't see themselves having a future here or long-term mahi. So there's a vision. I know that it was raised anyway, that there's been over, I think, 20,000 jobs cut under this government. And with the Labor-led government hopefully coming back in, we can start to rebuild a lot of those jobs back here, and we can have long-term plans for our rangatahi to stay here and eventually build their own businesses. Once you've got a trade, you know, you've got the flexibility to do that. The construction industry really needs our young people to stay. We need to have all the infrastructure up and running for our cities to take the whole country forward. So, you know, I think it's a real clear message was sent from Barbara Edmonds as well, who's fronting a lot of our economic development policy, that we want to build a country where our rangatahi can stay, invest in actually building their families here and buying homes for their whānau, and actually being able to really have a long-term plan to stay in our country.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Do you think that candidates up and down the country might get a little bit hoha? It's almost like you're doing forced to do the work of the Electoral Commission because each candidate has to sort of get on a platform and say it's important to vote. Here's how you can vote, and what targeted strategies do you need to employ to encourage higher Māori enrolment and turnout in your electorate, and making voters, particularly our people, aware of the truncated time frame and to be enrolled in time. I guess you could spend an inordinate amount of time doing that,
yeah,
which really should be the work of the Electoral Commission, but candidates are forced to undertake that mahi. Is that frustrating?
Oh, it is hoha. And we know that the Electoral Commission has actually put out funding grants for Māori organisations to apply for that funding to lead some of that mahi. But we know that it takes a lot of resource in terms of social media and getting out on the ground to really lift those numbers. And I think I have talked about the numbers before, Dale, but from what I understand, there are around 40,000 Māori in Tamaki Makaurau who are not enrolled to vote that should be enrolled. So that's a huge number, and they actually have quite a lot of power to make a decision on which way this government goes. And for a lot of those that benefit from a left-leaning government aren't quite aware of the timeframes and how to do it. But we know that we've got our teams right across Tamaki Makaurau at the moment and in South Auckland that are out door knocking, that are out with the enrolment forms, because that is easier to do. There's some whānau that are out there that are trying to get people enrolled online as well, but you have to have your ID and everything with you at the time, whereas with the enrolment form, you can just get them to fill that out and send that in. But 40,000 Māori is a huge number. So yes, we're working on that as well. But we know that the Electoral Commission, you know, we've got to find better ways to do that. Australia obviously has a system where they fine people if they're not, you know, both enrolled and if they don't vote. And, you know, of course we try not to use those methods here, but it has worked in Australia. So we have to look at other ways that we can get more people encouraged to vote here in Aotearoa.
Yeah, tēnā koe. Kirin Leone is with us today. So there are 40,000 Māori who are not on the roll. Is it publicly accessible, that database? So do you know who these people are?
I haven't seen the specific database myself. I've just seen the research document that showed those numbers. And of the 40,000 that are actually enrolled to vote that are on the Māori roll at the moment, only around 25,000 of them actually vote. So that's only around half of the ones that are enrolled. So it's a huge job, really, to get our Māori voters encouraged. I think there's still a bit of confusion for whānau too, because the cutoff moving over to the Māori roll is the 9th of August. So we've got just over a month or so to get our whānau to move over to the Māori roll. And then in addition to that, it's just getting our whānau in general to enrol. And we know that the main age group of those that aren't enrolled are 18 to 35. So it's our rangatahi that haven't received the education around that, or haven't sat around the kitchen table with their kaumātua and kuia and talked about politics, which we know a lot of our whānau do. But for those whānau that haven't been brought up that way, it's about getting into those particular communities, especially for this election. We know for Māori particularly, there's just been so much harm done to us over these last 3 years that we have to ensure that Māori have a voice for this year's election.
Tēnā koe, looking forward to talking regularly with you. Of course, we're Tāmaki-based and Māori-proud, so as we build up to November, quite obviously we need to talk with those who are vying for the rights to represent, yourself included. Thank you, Corinne. All the best on the hustings.
Thank you.
Tēnā koe. Kia pai. Thank you. You're with Urban Māori Radio. Now, the...